In full election mode, the South Australian Labor government today pledged to increase the state's renewable energy target to 75% by 2025. Crucially, the new target also includes a 25% target for storage, which Labor says will provide baseload power to the state at peak times. Remember, baseload power has been at the centre of this debate. Danny Price is the Managing Director of Frontier Economics. He has consulted the Wetherill government on this new policy. Danny, thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you very much for the opportunity.
How much extra will people pay on their energy bills as a result of this policy? Because that's been the argument that's been mounted by the Turnbull government, that these targets, these ratcheting up of these targets, costs consumers more.
Well, it's probably worth stating that the reason why more renewables are going into the market is because of the Commonwealth's renewable scheme. So the Commonwealth is funding the renewable generators that we're seeing coming into the market. It's not the states, it's the Commonwealth. And so they're just responding to the incentives created by the Commonwealth government. And ultimately, in the sort of medium to long term, we'll see new renewables in all parts of the market, not just South Australia, because of the Turnbull government signing the Paris Agreement, which really requires the Australian energy sector to be carbon neutral by about 2050. So you can only really do that with renewables. So renewables are going to be a feature of our national electricity market, whether people like it or not, simply because of the policy settings determined by the federal government.
The Federal Energy Minister, Josh Frydenberg, says that household bills have increased by $500 since the introduction of South Australia's 50% target. So on the numbers, will that continue?
Well, the minister's implication that it's the renewable generators that have caused that problem is completely and utterly wrong. It's very misleading. The reason why wholesale energy costs, the cost of generating, have gone up so much is because major coal-fired generators have shut, including in South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales. So prices have gone up all over the eastern seaboard, not just South Australia. So South Australia's not suffering this by themselves. And the reason why they've shut is because of the extreme uncertainty on carbon pricing. And that again, is a federal government policy setting. It's not because of the renewables.
Okay, in August last year, South Australia had the highest energy prices in the world. How much of that was caused by the 50% renewables target? I mean, what do you attribute that to, given the staggering level of those bills?
Well, first of all, it's not true that South Australia had the highest energy bills in the world. That's just not, that's simply not true. But
the source is the Carbon and Energy Markets report.
Yeah, it's just wrong.
So you're contesting the report?
No doubt. But I'm not. The one thing I'm not contesting is that bills went up, and so the Australian Energy Market Commission rightly calculated that bills had gone up in South Australia, like other states, by about 17% in 1 year. So, so people are suffering with these bills, but it's not the renewables that are causing this. It's the fact that major coal-fired power stations are shutting down all over the place, and that creates shortages and opportunities for existing generators to jack up the price. So that's the real reason for price rises, and that's simply because they can't justify spending the money keeping these power stations open because of, you know, the uncertainty as to whether they'll ever recover the cost because of the lack of any carbon price.
We've seen the high-profile Tesla battery, but is there the private investment ready to go to pay for storage projects?
Look, I'm doing a lot of work in South Australia and elsewhere around the country, and no one is at the private sector level are looking at anything other than renewables combined with some form of storage. And so it's not just batteries, it's pumped storage hydro. There's other forms of storage, including the big solar thermal plant in South Australia, which is a sort of molten salt. No one's really thinking about coal or gas or oil-fired generators anymore. They're all thinking about these new technologies and how to bring the power system into the 21st century.
Danny, thanks for your time.
No problem.
Danny Price is the Managing Director of Frontier Economics. This is RN Drive.